Nashville. Three Barrie area hockey players moved one step closer to realizing their National Hockey League dreams on Thursday. Forward Carson Rakopf, who hails from nearby Utopia, was selected in the second round, 50th overall, of the NHL entry draft by the Seattle Kraken. The Kitchener Ranger says he will bring a versatile game to the NHL's newest team. "I have a lot of skill for a bigger guy," he said. "I can also play a hard style of game." The 6'2", 194-pound forward says the Rangers organization has been a crucial part of his development. "They've really given me the opportunity to show myself and to play my game," he said. Barrie area native Carson Rakopf was selected 50th overall by the Seattle Kraken at the 2023 NHL Draft on Thursday. Tyler Evans, Aurelia Matters. Rakopf, who scored 18 goals in his old rookie year and 30 this past season, says he prides himself on being able to find different ways to score. "Changing angles and getting around defenders has really helped me," he said. Rakopf, 18, had 30 friends and family with him at the draft, held at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, who made the trip from the Barrie area. "It's pretty special to share that moment with them," he said. "They are the reason I'm here." Barrie Colts defenseman Bo Akee heard his name called soon after Rakopf's as the 56th overall selection to the Edmonton Oilers. The Waterloo native said it's an indescribable feeling to be selected by a storied Canadian team. "I got lucky," he said. Waiting into the second round to hear his name called created some anxious moments for Akee, he admitted. "I definitely felt like I wanted to throw up out there," he said of the wait. "It was a big relief to hear my name called." Akee says the support of his friends, family and teammates is what put him in position toward making the NHL. "The support from them has been unbelievable," he said. "I'm thankful for everybody who's been with me through all this." Akee also credits his time in Barrie, playing with the ultra-offensive Brant Clark, for his development. "He will be one of the best defensemen in the NHL one day," Akee said. "It's been a pleasure to follow him around throughout my career." Akee, who had 47 points in Barrie this past season, says he sees himself taking an even bigger step in his development next year. "Obviously, as a hockey guy, you always want to be better and the best version of yourself," he said. "All I want to do is make myself better." Big defenseman Larry Keenan, meanwhile, was selected 117th overall by the Detroit Red Wings, in the fourth round. The Midhurst native, and grandson of the former St. Louis Blues and Buffalo Sabres left winger who played in the 1960s of the same name, says it's an amazing feeling being drafted by the Red Wings. "I'm here with my mom, dad and sister," he said. "I'm really excited to share this moment with them." Keenan, 18, played the last two seasons with Culver Military Academy Prep, and shot up the pre-draft rankings. "It's a military leadership school," he explained of the Indiana school. "I really enjoyed the whole aspect of leadership at Culver and we had a tight group of guys and we all enjoyed each other in the locker room and on the ice. It made it really fun to go to the rink each day." Keenan had 37 points in 49 games last season, but he prides himself on using his 6'3", 185-pound frame to play a physical game which he believes is the reason the Red Wings selected him. "I have a good two-way game," he said. "I'm still developing physically, but I think they will enjoy my hockey IQ, my good playmaking and my work ethic." Keenan says he wasn't surprised to hear his name called by Red Wings. "They were one of the teams who had the most interest in me," he said. Next year, Keenan will play for the Pentagon V's out of the British Columbia Hockey League. This story was made possible through a sponsorship from Roy Mix of Team Mix.